You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Barrett.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. About an hour ago, we heard the news that former South African President Nelson Mandela has died. He was 95. The announcement was made in a televised address by South African President Jacob Zuma, who said, "Our nation has lost its greatest son. Our people have lost a father. Although we knew that this day would come, nothing can diminish our sense of a profound and enduring loss."
For the rest of the show, we'll be talking about Nelson Mandela, and we'll take your calls at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. What did Nelson Mandela mean to you? What do you think he'll be remembered for? Do you think the world can learn anything from Nelson Mandela? Call at 800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org.
We'll be getting to your calls in just a bit. Earlier in the program, we spoke with Sian Loyal, professor of politics at West Virginia University, where she researches African politics and transitional justice.
We began by asking her how she was feeling after the death of Nelson Mandela.
Well, absolutely a great sadness. You know, he was one of the probably most prominent human rights crusaders and leaders of our time, and the world has really lost a special human being today.
What in particular did he mean to Africa?
Well, I mean, Mandela is one of the great crusaders for dignity and equality of all people, and he pursued that agenda independent of race, of class, of political affiliation, and that was really a message, I think, that resonated for people in Africa, but also people globally.
And you talked about what he meant as a crusader to the world. What do you think his prominent legacy will be as people start to look back and think about his many accomplishments over the years?
Yeah, I mean, I think his greatest legacy most certainly will be the peaceful transition of South Africa. He fought hard for a peaceful solution, and when he saw that as the best option for the country and its people, he really turned away from violence and was able to negotiate a transition that I think many people wouldn't have been able to do, and really averted, I think most people would argue, a civil war in that country.
One of the important things I always wonder about is the peaceful transition for him coming into the presidency, but also a peaceful transition with him leaving the presidency and passing the reins to someone else. How important that is an example to countries going through transitions elsewhere in the world?
Oh, Rob, that's huge. And there are very few leaders in Africa, but even leaders globally, that went into power with so much popular support, with so much global support, and then willingly left power. I mean, it calls to mind images of people like George Washington in the U.S. I think it's an important legacy and one that other African leaders should certainly take example of.
His political accomplishments are huge, but something else people point to when they talk about why they love Mandela and why they're inspired by him is his time on Robben Island and how he dealt with those 27 years. Can you talk about what that time was like and how he overcame to a certain extent?
Yeah, I mean, of course. I think anybody would argue that it must be very difficult to spend 27 years in prison, and certainly is the type of experience that's designed to crush someone's spirit. And by all writings and by all evidence, that's not what happened to Mandela. He was actually able to use that time. He did language study, did education. He wrote a lot, and he even developed his political manifesto away from a manifesto of violence to one of political consolidation and negotiation with the white Africans in South Africa at the time. There's been some great films, there's been some great books about that period, and certainly is kind of the stuff of myth or legend.
Maybe it's too soon to be doing this, but is it fair to say that Mandela was one of the greatest political leaders in modern history?
Well, as a student of African politics, I would certainly make that argument. I think his legacy is insurmountable on the continent. For his peaceful transition from power, you know, for actually stepping out of office, but also, again, for being a real global leader, particularly in the South, but all throughout sub-Saharan Africa, both helping negotiate transitions in other countries, negotiate an end to the civil war in Rhodesia, now Zimbabwe. Mandela was very influential in both the political and economic development of the area during his time in office, but also after he left office. He's been a real global statesman ever since.
We'll leave it there for now. Sian, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Rob. I appreciate it.
That was Sian Loyal. We talked to her a little earlier today after we heard the news of Nelson Mandela's death. She's a professor of politics at West Virginia University, where she teaches African politics and transitional justice.
In a few minutes, we'll hear from WPR producer Marika Suval. She grew up in Johannesburg, South Africa during apartheid. She'll share her memories of that time and how she's feeling today. Hopefully before then, we'll hear from you, your memories, your impressions, what you took away from the life of Mandela, and maybe how you thought about him over the years, how you think he'll influence the world to come. Wisconsin Public Radio will also be airing special coverage from NPR beginning at 6 o'clock.
We'll hear that'll be an audio documentary about the life and influence of Nelson Mandela. You can join us at 800-642-1234. 800-642-1234. Something we should ask, are you from South Africa? What did Nelson Mandela mean to you? Are you from Africa? Is he somebody that you looked to? Or if you're from here in Wisconsin, we'd love to hear your thoughts on the life, the influence, the politics, the career of Nelson Mandela. How are you feeling hearing the news that he has passed away today? 800-642-1234 is the number to call. That's 800-642-1234. We'll also take your emails at talk@WPR.org.
And Rob, one of the first moments that I remember becoming aware of Nelson Mandela was, of all places, MTV. I remember seeing the video, I Ain't Gonna Play Sun City. And it brought home the whole issue of apartheid in South Africa. I talked about it with my family, and I learned about what apartheid was, and by extension, of course, then I learned about Nelson Mandela. Do you remember that song?
I do. It was a big group of rock stars. I Ain't Gonna Play Sun City. I do remember that. Yeah, mm-hmm. It does still stick in my head. A quote from Nelson Mandela at his last public appearance. He said, "I would like to be remembered not as anyone unique or special, but as part of a great team in this country that has struggled for many years, for decades, and even centuries," he said. "The greatest glory of living lies not in never failing, but in rising every time you fall."
And let's go to the phones right now. We have Chris, who's joining us from La Crosse. Hi, Chris.
Hi, how are you all doing today?
Doing well. How are you?
Great. So I actually had the opportunity to spend the summer in Cape Town, South Africa, and I had the opportunity to participate in Nelson Mandela Day 2013, and it was an awesome experience. I was representing the University of Wisconsin La Crosse, and it was just phenomenal to see the transition just with, you know, within the past 20 years of what where South Africa has come since they became a democracy in 1994. It was an amazing experience.
I wonder, Chris, it was a celebration. Was it tinged with some sadness knowing that even then he was in very poor and failing health?
You know, what was so amazing about participating in Nelson Mandela Day this year was that it was purely volunteering. So it was giving back to the community all across South Africa. It was positive spirits. Of course, you know, quite a bit of the conversation was the health and the condition of President Mandela, but at the same time, it was just an awesome, you know, experience and so many great spirits, happy. You know, everyone was just so happy being able to paint schools and, you know, plant gardens and just help in so many different exciting projects.
Chris, thank you so much. I'm so glad you called and shared that with us. And we'll go next to Steve in Danbury. Hi, Steve.
Hi. I guess I'm feeling a real sense of loss. Almost everyone knew this was inevitable, although it seems to have happened rather suddenly. I think Nelson Mandela was really unprecedented in the history of world leaders, his willingness to accept his fate in sort of a Gandhian or Christ-like way when he was imprisoned, and his evolution over the 27 years, and then his public display of forgiveness when he came out of prison and going on to become a leader of South Africa. I don't think there will be anyone like him again anytime soon.
It sounds like he inspired you through some rough times in your life.
Absolutely, as an example of nonviolence and what forgiveness can do to the human heart, definitely inspired me.
Steve, thanks a lot for calling and sharing that with us. And you can share your thoughts on the passing of Nelson Mandela. We're taking your calls at 800-642-1234. What did Nelson Mandela mean to you? Do you have memories of him? If you are from South Africa, we'd certainly like to hear from you as well. 800-642-1234 is the number to call, or email talk@WPR.org. We have Scott with us now in Waukesha. Scott, hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I remember being in high school. My father was a surgeon at Rush University Hospital, and we were watching a TV show, and the story was about Nelson Mandela, and I remember thinking and actually expressing to my father, what a fool this man is, that he would waste his entire life and no one would appreciate him or even know that he passed. And my father stood up and crossed the room and grabbed me by my shoulders and said, son, you are the fool, for there is no greater love than to lay down one's life for his brother. And that moment changed my life and the kind of man that I eventually grew up to be. Obviously, my father was my hugest role model, but Nelson Mandela really became a role model for me and made me a much more compassionate human being, able to deal with people with empathy and really see life from their side. It's a sad day.
Oh, Scott, thank you. That was beautifully expressed, and I think a lot of people learned and had their lives shaped from Mandela, just like you did. Thank you so much for calling. We are talking for the next till 6 o'clock about Nelson Mandela when we go to a Nelson Mandela documentary. Right now, though, remembering your thoughts, your feelings, and we're going to be going to talk to Marika Suval, a South African producer working here at Wisconsin Public Radio. We're going to get her impressions, talk about what she's feeling, and what might be happening in South Africa today. That's coming up.
And there's still time for you to join in with your thoughts, your memories, the influence you think Nelson Mandela had on the world or on you. 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234. If you tried to call and found full phone lines, a couple of lines have opened up for you now. Again, the number, 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Central Time Facebook page. You're listening to Central Time here in the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. Right now we're taking your calls in response to the news that Nelson Mandela passed away today at the age of 95. His peaceful fight for freedom resonated with people around the world. What did he mean to you, and what are your thoughts as you react to the news of his death today?
You can join in at 800-642-1234. Still time for your calls at 800-642-1234. We have Mike in Kenosha on the line now. Mike, hi.
Hi. The passing of Nelson Mandela for me is actually a personal thing because I grew up in South Africa, and actually during the apartheid time, I lived it, I saw it, and Nelson Mandela for us as South Africans was a state symbol, a symbol of our hope for the better. He was a man that we all looked up to and wanted to live like he did. If he could live for everybody in South Africa, why could we not? You know, we will forever miss him.
Mike, thank you so much. So South African who says Nelson Mandela provided hope for everyone in the nation. Well, also from South Africa, we have WPR producer Marika Suval. She is South African, grew up near Johannesburg during apartheid. She's here to discuss her reaction to the news that Nelson Mandela passed away today and to share her experience of Mandela in South Africa. Marika, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, Rob. Hi, Veronica.
Hi.
So what are you thinking? What's your reaction to hearing this news today?
Well, right now, I feel like my heart has shrunk a little bit because of the news. Like Mike, our previous caller, said, Mandela was just such a huge, looming, and such an important figure for us in South Africa, and I think to people in the world. And I think in many ways, he is and has been holding together the moral center in South Africa. I think the way that he not only showed great leadership skills, but also the way in which he never condemned the people who imprisoned him, who kept him on an island, Robben Island, for 27 years, doing mainly hard labor. The stories of how he, time and time again, reached out to others, reached out even to his prison guards, and really actively, not just as a president, but as a human being, tried to breach these racial divides and to reach out to all racial groups in South Africa. I think will leave a legacy that I hope we'll remember for a long time to come.
What is your memory of Mandela during apartheid?
So I was born into apartheid because apartheid really started in 1948. So there was never a time until Nelson Mandela was released and became the president in 1994 that I wasn't living under an apartheid regime. And so when I grew up, the first time, I was very young when I first heard his name, he was always branded as a terrorist, and he was always reviled in the media and by the government because the government had absolute control of the media in South Africa. So when you grow up, you know, that is the information you get, and it wasn't the days of internet where we could get other information and sort of know what's going on or what the rest of the world thinks about it. So we grew up with this notion that, oh, the ANC were very dangerous people and Nelson Mandela was very dangerous, etc. But I do remember as I was getting older, getting into high school, we had this sort of underground kind of movement of sharing clips and music about Nelson Mandela. I had some Dutch friends, of course, in Holland. They could talk about Mandela freely, which we could not do. And these things were sort of contraband. Like, you know, if you had it and you were caught with it, you could be fined at least or imprisoned at most. But that is where I think I started to realize that there's something else going on here. And it was so exciting to be part of that sort of underground movement of let's try and free Nelson Mandela.
You provide us a song that we're going to play about Mandela from the apartheid days. Could you set it up for us?
Yes, yeah, so this song is not by a South African group. It's actually by the Dutch, I believe Dutch group called Special AKA. But it was part of that sort of underground currency that we were all secretly trading in. And this particular song became sort of one of its rallying cries.
Free!
Telling the story, asking for the release of Nelson Mandela during his years on Robben Island that Marika Suval brought in, a Dutch group. Marika Suval is joining us now. She works here at Wisconsin Public Radio as a producer, grew up in South Africa near Johannesburg. And we're going to go to the phones now. We have Abdi with us from Rice Lake. Hi, Abdi.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, I was going to say that Nelson Mandela was, and will ever be the real father of Africa. And let's just say he's not dead. Some people never die, like Gandhi and Martin Luther King. He just went out of sight, but he's not dead. And I want to say that he set a real example for African leaders, that someone can do the real job that needs to be done. And we miss him. We miss him really much.
Abdi, can I ask where you're from?
I'm calling from Rice Lake, Wisconsin.
But
I'm originally from East Africa.
East Africa. And do you hope that the leaders in East Africa and all over the country will learn lessons from the life of Nelson Mandela?
Could you repeat that?
Are you hoping that leaders of your country and others in Africa learn from the example of Nelson Mandela?
I hope so. But I'm hoping that people like me, who became to know about him in Africa, and who also became to know about Martin, MLK, and Gandhi, and here can go to Africa and lead our continent, our people, and set a great example. I mean, I'm not hopeful that the leaders we have today are going to do that, but I'm hopeful for the future that people like me will do that in the near future.
Abdi, thank you so much for calling and sharing your story and your thoughts.
And back to Marika Suval now, from South Africa near Johannesburg. And I wonder, Marika, you're not there, obviously, but what do you think is happening in South Africa right now?
I think there's great mourning going on. I believe he died 8 p.m. local time, which was about 1 o'clock our time today, 1:30. And, yeah, I cannot imagine what must be going on. I'm sure there's an outpourings into the street. There must be just people just devastated by the news. And I do hope that people will take really lessons from his life, like Abdi was just saying.
And you brought one more song for us to go out with. Marika, what do we have?
Yeah, this is a very special song. It's very close to my heart. It's called Nkosi Sikelele Afrika, and it's the current national anthem of South Africa.
Marika, thanks for joining us, and thanks to all of you for your calls. We'll go out with that song and a special coming up on the life of Nelson Mandela. Thanks for listening to Central Time. Our producers are Chris Molina, Amanda Magnus, and Galen Druk.
Michelle Good is our board operator, and Cheryl Gasser is the executive producer. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferrett. This is Central Time on the Ideas Network.